This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Very exciting, Leroy. This man right here is an absolute legend. We always love getting a chance to talk fighting with him. Marcos is the most excited. This is his numero uno right here. Marcos, your favorite of all time.
This is my guy. Got a nice intro because last time you just wanted to bring him on. You just wanted to bring him on like he was just some normal guy, you know.
I'll steal his thunder.
So I decided to put together something that is worthy of the bad guy. You ready for this?
Yes.
Chael, the epitome of male, the opposite of frail. The holy grail of holy hell, is he handsome? The reflection of perfection, the man who gets your attention. He's a man with the biggest arm and the greatest charm. Leroy, I got a question for you. What are you going to do when you know who? How are you going to deal with the Man of Steel? How are you going to react to Sonnen's attack? Ladies and gentlemen, the bad guy. And then, you know, he comes on. He's going to be very happy. I've been practicing that for weeks.
Jenny, you got us? Oh, man.
He's probably taken aback by my performance.
Maybe he was taken aback by your performance.
I think he's speechless right now.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's strange.
Or he has that little thing that I have on my phone, and he didn't slide it over.
Wow, the camera thing? No. On the front.
The camera thing going on? Yeah, we don't hear him. It's a tough thing. Maybe we we'll see if we can hook it up on the phone, because that was beautiful there, Marcos.
I think it was like a soliloquy.
You might have to do it again.
I don't mind. No. I've done it day after day. I don't want to brag or anything, but I've practiced this in the mirror for the past couple weeks. You guys know what I take these days off from time to time? You know, I gotta get right.
You don't even take full days anymore. You go, you know what, 1 o'clock, I'm out.
Yeah, I've gotten better. That's why. I don't need a full day to practice it anymore, Leroy. Before it would take me the full 4 hours. I've done my best, though. Done my best.
You did do your best. I'm gonna see if we're gonna give him the number, see if we can get him to call in, because we're having connection issues there with him. But as we get to it, we got action back tonight. I am excited though for this card this weekend.
Yeah.
Because this Pajeda is an absolute monster. Absolute monster.
We have in the last couple of UFC fights, we've had the underdogs do pretty good. And I always wonder, could it be a style thing? Whereas, like, I get so interested in grappler versus striker.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's ask the man himself. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line and hear from Chael Sonnen there. Chael, you got us?
At long last, I heard you needed a good-looking badass, and one has arrived.
It definitely got prettier on this show, Chael. Thanks for giving us some time. We were just asking, like, Ankalaev, you think he's got a shot this weekend, Chael? Pajeda feels like he's steamrolling everybody right now.
I do, and I got to back up to that greeting. I was there for the whole thing. I don't know why you couldn't hear me, but that was beautiful, and I appreciated the quotes. Now, I got some inside scoop, guys. I'm out here in Vegas doing the Ultimate Fighter. So every day I go to something known as the PI, the Performance Institute. Twice this week, Pierre was in there and he was training. And we've heard stories that he's not focused. We've heard stories that he doesn't have his team around him. We've heard stories that he's 30 pounds overweight. I can just tell you from watching him train, none of those things are true. He is the only athlete on this card that sparred 5 full rounds. He did that twice this week. And that was just that I saw. That was pure coincidence. And I just happened to see a total of 10 rounds. This guy is fit. He's in shape. He's a mean son of a bitch. I've got to tell you, I don't always see it when the guy's in the octagon. A guy has more skills in his repertoire, and he shows that more in practice. This guy is nasty. He is not as advertised. This is not just a stand-up fighter. This is a fighter that prefers to stand up. I can tell you, he was very good on the ground.
Chael, that's my question. Like, one of the things I love about the UFC is that you have so many different styles, so many different perfections that these guys have, and when they all come together, do you prefer one style over the other, or it's the fighter that is able to expand his game to just not one type of fighting? I think that's the most amazing thing to UFC to me, is that so many different kind of styles of fighters can come in and fight one another.
And see, I see it the same way as you. I find that fascinating. Like, I started as a fan in 1993. Nobody knew anybody. We didn't have weight class championships. There was no money. There was barely TV. But there was the same pursuit, which is to find out, of all of the different arts and styles, which one is the most effective. Like, what would happen if a judo guy took on a taekwondo guy? And quite frankly, here we are 30 years later, we still don't have a perfect answer to that question. Right when you think you know everything, a guy like Pierre comes along. Like, this sport has been proven to be dominated by grapplers, and then somebody like Pierre comes along. He was 36 years old when he started this. He became the world champion at 37. He's a double world champion. I'm not sure by 38 he's not going to have a third world championship.
Do you think, Chael, like, you were such a master at getting people's heads, what would you have done to get into his head? Because he feels like he doesn't say anything. You see him on fight week and he goes into action, but there's no reaction to him whatsoever except when he does that damn walkout with the bow and arrow.
And you know, he's so tall. Like, I mean, as you say, it's from a wrestling perspective, the guys that you can really go out and exploit are the taller guys. Kickboxing, that can be effective to have some height too, but the wrestling, it's bad. He's got all these legs. All you got to do is change elevation and go blast him, or at least that's what it looks like. Nobody succeeded in doing that. In fact, guys, to go a step further, I've never seen anybody try. It's not just guys are failing to out-wrestle him. There's nobody that's tried. There's something about his stance. There's something about his movement that shuts wrestlers down. And even when I was watching him in person, I was trying to figure out what that was. I don't quite have it. This guy's got some tricks, and this guy, he's very good. And by the way, when we have always seen wrestlers dominating strikers, There's another element to that, which is the wrestler has always been in better shape. He's the one that could push harder in the fourth and fifth round. That's not the case with Pierre. Pierre's got the condition advantage. Pierre has never lost a fourth or fifth round. And Pierre's lost an entire fight before and then knocked the guy out in the fifth round. Like, he does better as the finish line gets closer. And that is a meaningful difference. We've never really seen grappler versus striker where the striker was the better condition. And that's one of the things I'm really looking for when he takes on Ankalaev this weekend. I think it's going to be the deciding factor.
Talking to Chael Sonnen, you guys can see him this week on ESPN's coverage, ESPN Plus pay-per-view, Alex Pajeda against Magomed Ankalaev, UFC 313, available for you guys. We got it coming down here soon, Chael. Miami's the next card up, and we were speaking with Paddy the Batty this past week with this fight coming with Michael Chandler. Do you feel like, for Paddy the Batty, is this too much of a step up for him, or do you think he's ready for Michael Chandler?
he is ready for Michael Chandler. 1 year ago, I would have laughed about this. I would have dismissed it, and the company never even would have signed it. But it's a very different world. And we've also got a pretty false reception of Patty. Like, he comes across as this young kid, and, you know, maybe he's a regional draw, and he can help to move the needle a little bit in England. It's not like that. This guy is truly a star in MMA. I've been in rooms when he walks in, and then five other famous guys walk in. They give the biggest reception to Patty. And this whole idea that he's a young kid, I mean, this young kid's married with twins, and he happens to be 30 years old. I mean, just the perceptions of him are not true. I have never seen anything that would disqualify my belief that he is a potential world champion. As a matter of fact, I predict he fights for the belt in 2025. He's going to need two wins. They're going to have to be the right wins. But Michael Chandler, that's a big name to bring down if he does.
We were curious because, you know, there was some buzz that Topuria was going to be defending his belt here, and then he moves up. And now he's tweeting out that he's got some huge announcement, Chael. You got any scoop on that or what Topuria's got up his sleeve?
We were just talking about that. Nobody knows. So just to lay this case out for you, he drops the 45-pound belt. He announces he's going up to 55. Now, generally, simultaneously, and I can think of two other examples in history where this has happened, simultaneously they will announce that he's fighting for the title the same day that he announces that he's dropping his belt. That's not what happened. So I can't really imagine Ilya Topuria moving up a weight class as an undefeated world champion, ranked number 2 pound for pound, and not getting a title shot. However, if he's going to get the shot, why wasn't it announced? And so I just think there is a chance that he's going to draw into Armand Sarukian or a Charles Oliveira. I think there's a chance that there will be one fight that he's got to stop off before he goes for Islam. And by the way, a poster for Ilya and Islam is going to do just fine, but it's not as big of a fight as those two think it is. A poster with Ilya and Islam after Ilya gets a win at the division, we're talking about a mega fight. We're talking about what could be the biggest fight of the year if that scenario played out.
There was news this week, Chael, about Dana White now getting into the boxing game. What do you think this means for him?
It's awesome. And you got to understand from a human standpoint, like, I was a little kid once, and I had a dream, and I tried to pursue it. So was Dana. Dana was a little boy one time, and he had a dream too. And it wasn't MMA, and it wasn't to be a CEO of a billion-dollar company. He wanted in the boxing business. That is what he has always wanted. And that, you know, it's a true passion, a true love. And I just share for you, like, on a human level, it's nice to see him. I mean, that guy works pretty damn hard. It's nice to see that the thing that he really wanted, he now has a chance to do. I think that's pretty cool. I think they're going to do great.
Chael, you don't think it's difficult to go into boxing? The way they structure and do things is a little bit different than MMA. And in fact, a lot of guys are kind of doing all these crazy boxing matches to get the big payday. How is he going to transition from MMA to boxing when the way they pay fighters is so different?
Yeah, I'm so curious. I'm so curious what that model's going to be. They've really never had a leader. They've never had quite a leader in boxing. So to start with, no, the first day or the first week or the first couple of years, there's going to be some real struggle to find your guys, who's loyal, who really wants to be world champion versus who wants to be rich and famous. And there's a fine line right there. But once you identify those guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster.
and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Guys, the community does kind of gravitate towards him. I'm also curious, is it going to change anything? For example, if he copies the UFC model, then that would mean on each boxing card, we're going to get 5 feature matches with a co-main event and a heavily promoted main event. That would be very different in boxing. And by the way, if he's going to do that, that's a lot of boxing to watch if all those are 12-round contests. So is he going to shorten it? Will the undercard be 5 rounds? Because boxing is actually very fun to watch. It's just the human body's not made to do it for 12 rounds. So guys go out there with this unspoken agreement, let's kill 5 rounds so that we can get through this, and then let's go like hell for the final and sort this out. I mean, you'll hear announcers in boxing covering it from the beginning of time. There's a feeling out process. No, there's not. Yeah. You would never hear that at the amateurs. You would never hear that at the Olympic Games because it's a reasonable time period. 12 rounds is not reasonable for the human body. So I do think that there's some room to shorten it, to get 4 or 5 big matches on a card, to actually build the sport, build the storylines. I hope that's the direction they're going. I don't have any inside scoop on that. I mean, nothing has been said except for the rumor I'm starting right now that possibly they're going to manipulate the rules. But I hope they do give a good look at that. I mean, they used to do this for 15 rounds. Frankly, it was too much.
Whew. Oh, my goodness. I remember those days.
I don't just mean from a human standpoint. It wasn't fun to watch. Like, we got to get them in and get them out. Get the interview, get the story, get the trailer going, get them in and get them out. Like, that's a show. That's fun. And that's, I think, what he does better than anybody. And I really do hope he brings that to boxing. I hope he considers it.
Leroy, you might have been right. He's not the bad guy anymore. He's too good. He's too lovable now. He's no longer the big heel.
I just, one of the things that I always wonder about, Chael, if you make it shorter, say, for example, a guy like Floyd Mayweather, he spends the whole fight being a defensive fighter. If you make that fight shorter, does, in effect, he lose more fights because of the aggressiveness of the other fighter because the fight is shorter?
Sure. Or does he change his style? I mean, typically speaking, we see this in MMA with some rule changes. We've seen this in the amateurs of boxing with some rule changes. The same guy wins. The same guy might change his style or change his training, but he can't. And I really believe Floyd could have really focused and condensed that. He actually proved that when he got a silver medal in the Olympic Games, that he only had, 3 rounds out there. But he found a way to beat those guys. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't as defensive. He was a little more aggressive. He understood it was a point system. He understood, I need to touch you more than you touch me. I think that they can adapt. One thing that Jake Paul did, and people don't really give Jake credit, but one thing that he really did that was nice early in his career, he was doing 6-round fights. Like, when he and Mike Tyson fought, that might have been 8 rounds, but you get my point. It was enough.
Yeah.
We don't need them out there stumbling around for 12 and 15 rounds and things like this. We need less. We need more action and in less time. That's my opinion. I don't know if I'm going to get my way, but I'm going to campaign for it, and I'm starting with you guys right now.
I love it. Chael, before we get you out of here, you think John Jones Aspinall actually happens?
Yep, and let me tell you something about that. Contrary to popular belief, John Jones has not turned that fight down. Contrary to what's being reported, he has never been offered it. He did his thing in the media, they did their thing in the media, but that phone call behind closed doors has never been placed. I believe the moment a date in a venue and a location and training camp can begin, I believe John Jones is going to be absolutely a green light. He is not ducking that fight as reported. That's a misunderstanding.
It's Chael Sonnen. Catch him this weekend on ESPN. He's the best. UFC 313, Pereira versus Ankalaev. Thanks for the time, Chael.
Thanks, Chael.
I've had it with you all. Goodbye.
He's leaving us like that? Like, he's done? Yeah. All right. I guess that's how it's going to go. He just...
Hey.
Hey,
that's another guy. If we were on Radio Row and we sat him down, it'd be a 30-minute conversation.
Oh, for sure.
With everybody hanging around saying, Chael, we got to go. We tend to do that to people, right?
It happens.
We get the look all the time. Hey, your time is up. Wrap it up.
I don't know what to tell you, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, so I always wonder, like, I don't, and here's the thing. I'm looking at it from the outside looking in and don't really understand. But the thing with Floyd is Floyd became a defensive fighter because of his hand problems.
Yeah.
So while Chael is saying he could or would have fought differently, you look at certain fighters that have hand problems, no, they couldn't. So they need that extended period of time to show that they are dominating a fight with their style.
I did see on social media, though, our boy Keith Thurman he's on the mend. He's trying to come back. I think he's got a fight in Australia.
Come back from what?
I don't know. Not fighting for a while.
Oh, okay. Not fighting for a while. I thought you said, man, he had an injury or something.
No. He just hasn't fought in a while.
He's only got one loss, right? Is that crazy? That a fighter with only one loss has gone this long without fighting?
I think he made a lot of money. Like,
no, but still.
I think, like, you know, he was like on some of these big, Fox card, first CBS card. And I think that paid pretty well.
Right.
So good for him. I mean, he seems, and, you know, I think he just lives his life. I don't ever see him doing anything. Like, I think he's like one of these guys. I think he lives in Central Florida and is making sound effects. That's all.
I tell you what, it is like when we interviewed him, right? When we interviewed him with Pacquiao, I was sold.
Oh, me too.
He got my chili peppers, Marcos. As soon as we left the interview, I'm like, go and get these chili peppers right now.
And then he was down in the first round.
And then, holy smokes.
Been a scramble and a gamble. Okay.
But oh man,
they need him on the fights, dude.
On the fights. So like, there's a couple of guys, and then who's the last guy we had who wasn't very talkative?
Steve Fulton, who came in with his jorts and Timbs,
jorts and Timberlands, and he put it on him. I don't know how. I can't understand how he was an underdog in that fight.
It's crazy.
Craziest thing.
You only lost to Inouye. You know, he's really destroying everybody right now. Boxing's fun right now. Mm-hmm. UFC's fun. I like fights.
Yep.
Fights make me happy.
Yep.
Been a scramble and a gamble. Okay.
Oh, man.
Should have had Keith Thurman on the call of the fight yesterday with Gadjevich.
Oh, my goodness.
Right in the mandible.
I was going to say, although pretty good calls there.
Great calls by Doug Platens. Can I hit the second one again? The second one was particularly good. Was that with Olivier? That was beautiful.
Matthew Olivier just threw a hard shot on Tomasz Nosek. Yeah, this Blue Jackets team, they don't need too many chances. Here we go. Center. Jonah Gadjevich.
Number two for Gadjevich.
His second one of the night. This time it's Olivier right in the center circle. The old-fashioned way. Two heavyweights, two of the best in the business. When it comes to this sort of thing, they lock horns. Gadjevich has the collar of Olivier's jersey with the left hand. Tries to break free with the right hand. Olivier playing some defense. Then he comes over the right. A right from Gadjevich lands, then a couple of rights from Olivier. Gadjevich counters right to the mandible of Olivier, and these two continue to throw right hands both directions. Gadjevich and Olivier. This coming right after Olivier threw that hard shot on Tomasz Nosek. The battle spilling down to our left inside the Blue Jackets line. One of the best scraps you'll see anytime, anywhere. Gadjevich and Olivier, and eventually
the
two of them run out of gas. And you see the mutual sign of respect, I think, between the two top customers there, Gadjevich and Olivier. And talk about a full day's work here. Period number one for Jonah Gadjevich, going head to head with first Labate and now Olivier.
Number 24, Florida number 12, both 5 minutes each for fighting.
And Olivier is one of the toughest in the business. And Olivier, 10 plus goals, 100 plus penalty minutes.
And a new contract
this
week.
And he's second in the NHL in hits. And he got a new, 6-year, $18 million deal.
I don't think it's the first fight between them either. I saw a fight from them back when they were on Columbus and San Jose.
Yeah, now, for sure. If I would have took that same energy and put it on a WWE fight, could you tell the difference?
No.
Like, especially
with the bodies hit the floor in the background.
That's a good song.
Especially when nobody's hitting the floor, right? They just tuckered out. Like nobody went down to the ice.
Let them clear it out, guys. Let them clear it out. Okay. They're going to get tired.
Nobody went to the ice. They just punched it out. He said, "You tired? You know, I got two more. You get two more. I get two. All right, I'm done.
No takedowns.
Take downs. All right. No takedowns.
Gentlemen's agreement. Man.
Periodically you get a haymaker and somebody just gets busted up.
Oof. Drop to the one knee.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry technology ruined your interaction with Chael Sonnen, Froggy.
Nah, it's okay. You got to hear it. That's what matters most.
That's what matters. You touched him.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, I did, and I think that he's going to remember. Next time he calls Tobin a Leroy, you know, got that producer boy over there.
We've had him before, though.
Oh, we had a bunch, but Frog Boy, I think, has charmed him now twice, because the last time we had him on, I think you were golfing. And Marcos gave him like this whole speech because he was just like, he was on video the last time and Frogboy was just on camera and he goes, "What's the problem? He doesn't like old Chael. He doesn't have any questions for him."
I was being muzzled.
Marcos just went off into this whole rant and he was delighted.
Yeah, it's my boy. He's good though. He's good.
That's our show, everybody. You guys were good. And we appreciate you. We got a full weekend of Heat basketball, Panthers hockey, and who knows what else. You know, who knows what this crazy world of sports is going to bring us. We'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Keep your hands up. Champ! Champ, keep your hands up, champ! Champ, keep your hands up. Hey, don't put them down. Don't put them down, champ!
And those later rounds, 7, 8. Boom, 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 boom.
If I don't lube up on a daily basis, I look like Crocodile Dundee.
Some people like to Matthew Kachuk. I like to Matthew K.
What?
What?
What? You're J-Fizz.
Barlet can get the f*** out of Miami, man.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.